stepping stones. Stepping stones is the bridge between what you desire and what you have now. And you have this little step between you and it that you need to go on in order to get there, in order to achieve it. So the first thing is decide exactly what it is you desire. And today we're going to focus more into money, but you can also do this for career and love and happiness and health. Decide exactly the amount of money that you want to make. So get your paper out and write down on your paper how much you desire to make. So I'm going to write the number at the top of the page. And is this the monthly amount? Is this the annual amount? Get clear. So write it down. I desire to make, and then put the number. $500,000, $1 million, $10 million. Where are you going for right now? Okay. And then put next to that. Now I want you to, do you see that? That's how much you want to make. That number should be on a post-it note. That number should be everywhere. That number should be surrounding you everywhere. That number should be absolutely everywhere, because you want to see that and penetrate your subconscious mind all the time. You want to penetrate your subconscious mind so that it believes it into existence, so that it believes it's possible to achieve this. You start to see it all the time, and guess what? It gets nearer and nearer and nearer. And here is how we manifest it with scripting. Scripting is the art, as you know, for any of our new listeners today, writing down your goal in the past tense as though you've already achieved it. Writing down your goal as though it's already come to fruition. So what you do is you write down your desire as though it's already happened. And as you write it down, you write the feeling of what it felt like to achieve that goal. And as you get into it, you start leaning into the feeling of what it was like now that you got that goal in your life, now that you started to create these things in your life, etc. And you lean into it. Make sense? So what I want you to do is think about what it is you want. And then now we're going to work on this stepping stone. So the stepping stone is the in-between part. Every single day between now and when you achieve it, you're going to be scripting and writing and getting closer to it, because we're going to unlock the subconscious mind. We're going to unlock the neural pathways and start creating stronger neural pathways so that your brain believes it is possible and real. And as you write it down as though you've already achieved it, your brain starts to say, oh, it's possible for me and I could do this. So we're going to write down in a second, we're going to script about what it felt like to achieve it. But in between that, we're going to think of the stepping stone, which is the most important part of this ritual right now. What is the thing between now and then? It may well be that it's half the amount. So it might be like, you know what? Instead of just achieving that $1 million a year, I got $500,000 first. So it might be that's the stepping stone. Usually it is an in-between thing. Let me give you another example. A client of mine, Hannah, she wanted to buy a mansion. She was living in a one-bed apartment. And I said to her, right, so you want to go straight to the mansion? She's like, yeah, I want to get right out of here. I've been working really hard. And I want to go straight to the big mansion with 6 bedrooms overlooking the ocean. And I was like, wow, you know, you're really going for it. She's actually out of Florida. And I said, well, why don't you stop putting yourself down by constantly feeling like you're not getting there year in, year out? And trust me with this process, and trust the process, and script about what you want, but write down in the past tense, as though you've already achieved it, your goals with a stepping stone. She's like, what's the stepping stone? I was like, go to manifesting a home first. Get out the one bed and go to manifesting a home. And I remember saying to her, the home could be 2-bed, 3-bed, but you want a home that you're going to then sell to get the bigger one. She was like, but I wanted to go straight to the, and I said, I promise you, this will be quicker and it will help you rapidly manifest the actual mansion. So she put a stepping stone and she said, my stepping stone, the thing I want to achieve now and fast, is I want to buy my own 2-to-3-bedroom home, which I will then obviously sell and buy my big mansion. So she had all these hopes, she had all these dreams. She started scripting. She put the stepping stone there. She started working towards the stepping stone. And the most amazing thing happened. Within 6 months, she'd actually bought her 2-3 bed home. It went up in value within 8 months. It was so phenomenal. I mean, there's some great stuff in Florida, so we do say the market was good too. But she manifested in the way I said. She sold it and then within 1 year had moved into her dream. It wasn't 6 bed. It was 5 bed, but I'd say that's pretty damn good. It was amazing mansion. So I share this to say, sometimes there is a stepping stone that helps us get there. And don't overlook the stepping stone. Because sometimes you're like, damn, I'm only making the $200,000. But honey, if you wanted to make $1 million, you're a step closer. Or maybe you want to make $500,000 a year and you're now going to manifest just $100,000. Can we get to that first? Because when you get to these things first, it's so easy now to achieve the bigger one because your brain believes that you are an achiever and it says, in the neural pathways, we are an achiever. Neuroplasticity starts to happen and shows you that you can create anything because you know how to achieve one thing, you know how to achieve the greater thing. Does that make sense? When you prove to your brain that it is easy to achieve even the smallest thing, your brain believes that you are an achiever. And that is one of the most important things when it comes to manifesting. People mess up all the time right here. Because they don't celebrate their wins. They don't celebrate the great things that are happening in their life. They don't celebrate all the things that they should be grateful for. Because when you're grateful, you get more things to be grateful for. And when you're appreciative, the universe gives you more things to be appreciative of. So we have to focus right there on the things to be grateful for. So we've written out, I desire to make, and you've put the amount, a year or a month, you've written it down. And now underneath that, I want you to celebrate right now some of the wins that you have had. If it's all monetary, that's fine. It could also not be monetary. It could be a career thing. It could be a bonus. It could be a promotion. It could be a home you got. It could be the fact you got the rent you wanted. It could be whatever you want. I want you to write down on the page right now some wins. 5 to 10 wins. Let's go crazy. So just start now. Write 5 to 10 wins on your paper. Of all those amazing things that you are celebrating right now with the money. So I have my first $1 million client, things like that. Like I think about the huge wins for somebody right now. If you're just starting out, bear in mind, I started out somewhere. When I started out, my big win was having a $1,000 client. You know, that was a great win. Don't ever look at someone and think, oh, it's easy for them. Honey, I went through blood, sweat, and tears to get to where I am now. I almost died in the process to be able to serve you today. I went through so much to be able to be at the level I'm at. So much money, so much debt, but it was all worth it. Because here I am able to help you today. And I've healed my body and I've healed my bank and I've healed that awful traumas that I went through. So I can be here to share with you today. So celebrate your wins because someone else is doing so much worse, I promise you. There is always someone next to you who is wishing to be in your shoes, celebrating that win you had yesterday. All right, I'll give you a couple of minutes. And now you've written your wins. You're starting to see that you are an achiever, right? So you're starting to recognize you actually are achieving things all the time. You actually are celebrating the most amazing things all the time. So now we go into our next part. And our next part is the stepping stone. So you can see you're winning. So imagine this was on a timeline. You'd be able to see like win, win, win. The wins get bigger. Things start to happen and boom, the stepping stone. What is the stepping stone? The thing now that is between you and this ultimate desire. So if you want to make X amount a year, what is the thing in between that? Maybe it's half the amount. Maybe it's a smaller house. Maybe it's a smaller promotion at work. Maybe it's starting the company and making money from it before you get into profit. What is the win that you are going to have first? What is the stepping stone that is going to propel you at exponential light speed, quantum jump you into the actual goal? That's the fast part. Nobody really knows how, what, where, when. It is the most amazing thing. That stepping stone is a quantum jump for you. And if you're into metaphysics and the spiritual realm, you'll understand as you step on that goal, the bigger one almost momentarily appears. It's already happened. That's why we script about it in the past tense, which we're about to do again. That's why I teach this to all of my students, because this is the most powerful thing that we have. When we script about it, we get into the energy of it, and that's how we manifest it. You know, they proved recently with the latest technology and science and studies that our thoughts are actually external of our body. Our thoughts have a frequency and can be measured because they are outside of our body. So therefore, everywhere we walk and go, we are projecting our thoughts. And it's why when you walk into a room, someone can say, "Oh, they're in a bad mood." Oh, wow, they glow, because their thoughts are literally ahead of them. Your thoughts are projected into the environment around you. It's why we say send love ahead of your day to your day. It's why we say send love to people, because your thoughts are external of your body and have a frequency. And as they are on the outside of your body, they can be projected and manifest into something. This phone you are watching this on, this laptop you are listening to this on, is a thought that materialized. Somebody projected the thought outside of their body and it materialized into something. So I say that with love of, what are you thinking? Thoughts become feelings. Feelings become your actions. And your actions are your habits. You are a bag of walking habits by the age of about 30. But you can change your outer reality by first changing your inner reality. So let's look at that for a moment. What is your thought process around this number you want to achieve a month or a year? Do you believe it's possible? Are you walking around with projections of $1 million, $1 million? Are you walking around feeling like it's possible to make $200,000 extra a year? Are you walking around believing that it's possible? Because some people sit there and say, well, I'm in a 9-to-5 and I only make a certain amount. I've only got a certain amount of time in the day. But honey, do you know what's wild? I have clients on clients on clients on students who were in 9-to-5s and suddenly got checks in the mail, all kinds of things. Tax rebates. They got money unexpected from somebody that had passed. My sister, even, she's a great example of this. Her godfather suddenly passed and left her almost $1 million. There are so many insane, wonderful things and interesting things that can happen in your life that you do not expect, that suddenly bring you an abundance of money and boom, you hit the number. Does that make sense? Someone picking up what I'm putting down. This is how easy it is. Never get trapped in the constraints of your own mind and build walls around you that block you from achieving your desires. Because honey, it's your birthright to be successful. It's your birthright to achieve greatness. And if you have my book, Be It Until You Become It, inside of it, there's an entire chapter on this. Page 118, it goes on to explain about habits. There's a whole habit checker. You tick it off right here. There's a boxes you tick for 21 days to make sure that you're achieving your goals. It's so powerful. Go and try it out. This chapter is one of my favorites. It's so beautiful. This is where you want to be. Get into reading the book. The book is available everywhere online. The audiobook is beautiful too. Get the meditation in that as well, the PDF, everything. So go and buy Be It Till You Become It, because I know it will change your life today as well. So let's have a little think now about what it is that stepping stone is. Write it down. What is the stepping stone for you? Write down my stepping stone, okay? My stepping stone. So for me, my stepping stone is achieving half the amount of what I wanted to make at the time. And I hit that number. So now I'll write another one and then I'll hit that number. But that way you start to achieve it faster and you don't feel bad on yourself when you're not achieving it as quickly as you want. But this is the springboard to the big number. You just never knew it until now. Write it down. What's the stepping stone for you? Take a minute. Write it down. Now you have this amazing stepping stone, I hope. So you've written it down. You can also put that on a post-it note, and you can stick that post-it note right underneath or somewhere else so that you start to see that all the time and manifest that. It's very easy to achieve that goal faster than the other, and it's much more manageable. It might still be Delulu. Like, it needs to be Delulu to be Trululu, okay? It has to be a bit out there. And if it's not unrealistic, then it's too easy to achieve. But you got to write it down and know it's possible. And when you write these kind of things down and you believe it, your brain starts to think, I can do it. So then alongside this stepping stone, we're now going to do inspired action. So write down your page, inspired action, okay? And I want you to think now about all the things that just come to your mind of things that you can do to make that number every month. And then we're going to get into it. This is going to turn into a bit of a one-to-one coach. When I sit with my clients one-to-one, I have the best time. You know why? Because we break down things and we manifest it. But we not only do that, I give them sometimes introductions. I help them get on the stages. I help them direct into all of what I call the gold mine of you. All the things that are going to bring you money right now. Things that you wouldn't have even thought of. So I'm going to let you do it as opposed to teaching you on this, because I don't know you individually. You can always book a one-to-one with me or get on my wait list to have a one-to-one with me so that you can get closer and we can go to this goal faster. But we just write down some of the things right now that you can do to get to that place. Like some of the things that you can do to get to that place. I'm going to give you a few minutes. Write down. Inspired action. How can you make that money? Do you need to open the business? Do you need to start selling products? Do you need to open the website? Do you need to get on Shopify? Do you need to get on Spotify? Where do you need to be? Wait, write it down. After you've done inspired action, the next most important thing to do is to now reverse engineer the amount of money. So let's say you want to make $1 million a year. Okay, you'll start by writing down $1 million. Okay. So you'll write 100,000. Okay. How many of your service or product do you need to sell in order to make it? So let's say you have a high ticket, and if you don't get one of $20,000, so $1 million divided by $20,000, how many of that do I need to sell? Only 50. I'll be a millionaire in 50. That's what you need to think. I remember when I made my first $1 million, it was because I sold multiple high tickets at $120,000. And that was literally only like 10 of them, more, less than that. It was so great. I remember sitting there going, I did this. How did I do this? And it was because of that. So you can also achieve that. You can also get to these desires, reverse engineer it. So what is the number you want to make? Let's say it's $100,000. Okay, let's say it's $100,000, maybe that's a month, or maybe that's a year. I'm just going to write it out for somebody. 100,000 divided by how much is your product? Is your product, let's say your product's $200. 200 equals 500. So you need to sell 500 of your product at $200 to get to that $100,000 mark. That's why we do high ticket stuff, because you have to do way less. Like, I only need to sell 50. I only sell 50 at 20,000, which is not that hard. Make sense? So let's have another think about it. Let's reverse engineer it more. Let's divide $1 million up. We're getting real technical now. This is really what I get into with my one-to-ones, and we go deeper than this. We actually start to help them achieve it. But let's just say it was $1 million that you wanted to make, okay, in a year. By the way, your stepping stone is 500,000, so don't forget the stepping stone, because you can work towards that. Let's say you wanted to make 500,000. We're going to go to the stepping stone first, okay? $500,000 divided by, now, let's divide it by two. We're going to do this in two sections, okay? So it's 250,000. So you've got two lots of 250,000 you have to make. So the first lot of 250,000, how many of your product do you need to sell? Let's say your product is $1,000. You need to sell 250 at $1,000. Okay, makes sense. 250 at $1,000 is the first 250,000. And then the other 250,000, let's say you have another product, and this one is higher than that. It's 10,000. So 250,000 divided by 10,000, that's your higher ticket, equals 25. So you have to sell Ready for this? This is where it gets super exciting. 25 lots of your $10,000 product, just 25 people. Can you imagine sitting in a room now with 25 people? You can sell that. 25 people at $10,000, okay? And 250 people at $1,000. And that's your $500,000. So when you start to break it down, you realize how much easier it is. And once you hit that $500,000, just double it. You just do the whole thing again. Another 250 people and another 25 at the higher ticket. And then you made $1 million. People get so into the headspace of, oh my God, how do I get to that big number? Or what do I need to make every penny every day? No, it's a numbers game. It's about systems. It's about being smart. It's about building. So why don't you first now start looking at, I mean, this is where you need a coach, but start breaking down your whole low ticket, mid ticket, high ticket, and start working out an automated system. Get an automated system in place that sells your product. Or if you've got e-commerce, start working out where it goes at that normal level. And then it goes up to the bigger jump. How can you sell a high ticket product? That's where your coach will come in, and your coach will help you to get to that next level. But that is the difference. When you have one amount and you want to go to the next level, you work out the amount that you need to make. Make sense? You literally decide, okay, I need to sell, as we just worked out, 250 people the $1,000 product and just 25 people the $10,000 product. And that right there is $500,000. And that is the halfway to the million. Does that make sense? It's so much easier when you slow down to speed up. When you slow down and reverse engineer the process of exactly what it is that you need to do and what you need to make. So someone I know is sitting there going, oh my God, I need to build a new funnel. I need to do a whole new thing. That's right. Reverse engineer it. How do you want to make your next million? So write that down on your page, as we're going to call it the breakdown of my, and then how much was it that you wanted to make a year? What are you manifesting right now? What did you write down at the beginning of today's session? Did you write down $500,000, $1 million? What was the thing you broke down? And then the stepping stone, so you could do either number. But I want you to write the breakdown of, and then put the number. And then you're going to literally do what I just did. You can do that after the session today. You can write down, after you finish listening, you can write down the breakdown like we just did. Do you see how much easier it is to achieve that goal? Okay, this is so exciting. Now we're going to get into the real beautiful part of scripting your dream goal. So we are now, I'm going to put some music on. I'm going to give you some time. And I want you to script for 11 minutes about your dream goal. I want you to write down everything you desire to achieve as though you've already achieved it. I want you to write down the money you want to make, that number you just wrote down, how easy it was to make it every year or every month on autopilot every month. I want you to write down what it felt like to achieve that goal. I want you to write down how good it felt now you were achieving that goal. I want you to write down how amazing it felt to get to that number, how good it felt that now you were achieving that dream and that desire and all the things that you did with the money. So with that extra $100,000, what were you doing with it? Were you traveling? Were you going on vacations? Were you working from wherever you want in the world? I really want to hear that. That's the magic. That's the point of today, is unlocking that key. Because if your brain starts to believe in what you're writing down, if your brain starts to think it's possible to achieve that goal, it will achieve it. If your brain starts to see how easy it is to get to these goals, it will start to manifest them. But you have to unlock that code for your brain to believe it's safe and possible to achieve that goal. We have to tell our nervous system, you can do it and it's okay and you're worthy of it. Because sometimes our nervous system doesn't feel safe to make more than $10,000 a month. Sometimes our nervous system doesn't feel safe to make over the $200,000 a year. Our nervous system puts blocks on it because it doesn't feel safe. It doesn't know what it's going to do with that money, or it thinks the money's going to come and it's going to go. It doesn't know what it's going to do, and so it repels it without knowing. You want to be attracting it. You want to be receiving it. Does that make sense? Is someone picking this up today? I want you to believe in what is possible, to know what is possible, because you have created this desire in your mind. The fact you even have this desire in your mind tells me it is possible. You wouldn't have the desires in your mind. I never had the desire in my mind to move to LA until I moved. I decided I was going to move from the UK, and I was going to move to the most beautiful place where I wanted to live because my career was there. And I had already been flying out all the time filming podcasts, and I made it possible, but everything was against me. Everything was against me, but I made it possible. When you have a desire in your mind, you will make it possible. When I was sick, I didn't know that I would be able to get well until I suddenly went, I can get well. I have the desire to get well. And then I knew it was possible. Because remember what I taught you earlier about your thoughts being on the outside of your body. They are external to you. They are on the outside of you. Imagine in front of you. If you watch this online somewhere and go and have a look and see, maybe I'll do a video on this, but you will see your thoughts are external to you. They are on the outside of your body. You will see the frequency of them, and they are being projected into every room you walk into. So you're either magnetic or you're repelling people. Which one do you want to be? You're either attracting things to you or you're repelling them because your thoughts are going, jealousy, they got it, I don't. Repel, repel, repel. I want that thing. Oh my God, so beautiful that that woman has that car that I want. It means that I can get it. This is just a sign from the universe. That would be my thoughts. Because now I know the thoughts are a result of my things around me. I know that the results are a direct reflection of my thoughts. I am now controlling my thoughts. I am now in control of my thoughts, which is what mindset coaching is. When you realize it literally comes down to that, you will change your life. So don't go contradicting it now and go on the phone to a friend and have a little natter about, oh, I feel so depressed. My bills are coming up. Oh, I feel so this because this is happening in my life where I'm never going to achieve that. You are just repelling everything faster. Focus on what you do want, not what you don't want. Focus on what you do have and not what you don't have. Make sense? So now we're going to script. I'm going to give you 11 minutes and I want you to write down everything that you desire about the money you want to achieve, that goal you want to achieve, what it felt like to achieve it. Keep asking yourself as you write, what did it feel like? What did it feel like? What did I do with the money? Keep going into that. It's the feeling we're going to unlock. Your thoughts become your feelings become your actions become your habits, and your habits are you. This is the key to manifesting what you want. 11 minutes a day is all I need you to do. Can you script for 11 minutes a day? I'm sure you can. You ready? Okay, let's begin. Okay, so if you are listening online right now, through our beautiful podcast, then just press pause now for 11 minutes and script into this feeling, into your dream life. And when you're done, then you can go back and repeat this episode whenever you need, and to get into that feeling and that flow of manifesting money again. I hope you've enjoyed today. I hope you enjoy the final exercise now of scripting your dream life. We've got so many more amazing episodes coming up every week. I can't wait to get to know you some more. Please do subscribe so that you don't miss the next episode. It gets right to your phone. We always encourage our listeners to make sure that they subscribe so that you can get the next episode. I'm so looking forward to showing you what we have coming up with manifesting your dream life and the law of attraction. Be well. I love you.